And when I say people, even though I'm an African American, I mean people. I don't go by the color of people. And as I was a little girl, I remember I had friends. And I remember I was taught that, though. I never remember the first time I learned about discriminatory action, and I didn't know it then. I must have been about 6 years old, and my eldest brother, Alexander, had a friend, Tony. And I know Tony came in one night, and I heard him say to Alec that he wanted to stay and have dinner. He looked night to dinner. My mother was proud because he had to go home. And I remember I'm listening, and my aunt says, well, you can stay, but you have to go ask your mother first. She lived down the street. He went back, and they came back, the two of them, and I'm looking at him again. And he said, the mother said he could but come home when the dinner was over. And I looked up and I said to my mother, he's not going to stay here, he's not eat our dinner. And I remember looking at my mom, and I said, well, absolutely. And she said, go sit down. And she, I could see her fixing it, prayed for Tony and Alec and all the rest of us. And Pa was at the end of the table, and I kept looking at him, Tony. And I said to him, wasn't going to eat, because I didn't like Tony. Tony couldn't sit at the table. He was white. And my mother took me, she said, come here. And she took me out to the kitchen, and she said, look, anybody can eat at our table. You hear me? We don't go by who they are. I said, yeah, but, and she said, no. Anybody can eat at our table, okay? Anybody. She said, now you remember that. Remember that as long as you live. Anybody can eat at your table. And as I grew older, I knew then that I learned that I was looking at him because of his color, because I was hearing it as a youngster, you understand? But I had a mother who was wise.